This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are always crying for fairness, which tells you they are not fair at all. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Democrats tell you who they are by what they ask of you or what they say of you. We need fairness in the Senate. We need to call more witnesses, right?
The witness count is not zero, as you know. Remember the number. Remember the score. It's currently 17 to zero. What does that mean? The Democrats got 17 witnesses that they wanted. We got zero that the Republicans wanted. That's the number. That's the witness count. That's the evidence that's been presented in the Senate. And that's why it's so clear to everyone that the facts and the law are on the side of the president here. I think the American people following this, if you look online, people understand the case that's been made. They understand the defense, and they're ready for us to move on. Remember this, and you keep hearing this theme repeated over and over, the abuse of power being a standard, the new standard apparently, to impeach a president. If we do that, it's danger, 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 as Jay Sekulow emphasized on the Senate floor yesterday. You cannot have that be the bar for impeachment. If we do, we're opening a Pandora's box for the country. If it had been that standard for the past, every president since George Washington would have been going through this tirade, this charade, just like this. The Democrats have done this in a very irresponsible way. I think the American people see that, and I think, again, the size of the crowds in New Jersey last night indicate that the American people are behind the truth here, and we're glad to get on with this, and we hope that it'll be over in the coming days.
More witnesses. That was Representative Mike Johnson telling you the number of witnesses that the House allowed the Republicans to call, and now they want fairness. Hey, Senate, we didn't do our job right. We didn't get the witnesses that we wanted because we did a procedural thing to make sure that we couldn't question Bolton, to make sure that we couldn't question all the people that we claimed we wanted to question. And oh, by the way, we dang sure weren't going to bring in the Bidens. We weren't going to bring in the Ukrainians to talk about it. We weren't going to bring in other people. And here's what's interesting. The Democrats did bring people in. And you know what people like Kent and from the State Department and others said? Yep, we thought the Bidens were doing some shady deals. We thought the Ukrainians and the Bidens were in cahoots together. But boy, did they shut that down. Then Adam Schiff says, well, we're not going to let you hear from one key witness who probably could wrap everything up against the Democrats. And I play that clip because I want to go, before I start talking any more about this impeachment farce, which hopefully ends very soon, but here's what I want to tell you. It's the double standard of the news, and it's worse, the media, and it's worse than what you think. It's a problem that showcases the media and the leftist world that we live in, where there is no search for the truth. The only thing the left searches for are narratives that help their leftist ideology, which, in fact, are lies. Now, this is an article from the New York Post, latter part of last year, and here's what they said. So the United States has, quote, the world's highest rate of children in detention. Is this worth reporting? Maybe, maybe not. Nevertheless, Agence France-Presse, AFP, and Reuters did report it, attributing the information to a United Nations study on migrant children detained at the U.S. border. Then the two agencies retracted the story, deleted, withdrew, demolished. If they could have used one of those Men in Black memory zappers on us, they would have. Sheepishly, the two news organizations explained that, you see, the UN data was from 2015, part of a border crackdown that had begun years earlier. We all know who was president in 2015. It wasn't evil, child-caging monster President Trump. It was that nice, compassionate, child-caging monster, President Barack Obama. Zap. The story made Obama look bad, hence the story was removed. Not updated or corrected. Removed. I want to stop there for just a second. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the thing that irks us as conservatives. Because if your issue is child detention, should it matter who's president? No, it shouldn't. That's what principled people do. That's what people who follow the rules, who have a moral and ethical core, they say, when I determine through common sense and good reasoning, logical processing, that something bothers me, it doesn't matter who does it. Doesn't matter if it's your kids, it doesn't matter if it's my kids. If somebody says, oh, you know, the kid went into the store and shoplifted, I'd be like, wow, that's a shame. You know, it's too bad that kid shoplifted. Are you any less appalled if it's your kid? I don't know about you. I'm more appalled. It would be one thing to go, oh, Obama did it, and then find out Trump did it and go, well, I mean, it's not quite as bad. No, it's actually worse if it follows your ideology. Because what happens with your child, it doing something wrong, I'll go, wow, that's terrible. You know, hope something can be fixed with your child. But if it's my child, I'm like, what? I didn't raise you that way. I mean, you're more outraged. Not with Democrats. No. If it's their child, you know what they say? My child. Mm-mm. That ain't my child. I don't know what you're talking about. That is not my child. Have you heard this before? Not my kid. No, not my Obama. My Obama is not the evil monster who would detain children and separate them from their parents. No, that can only be Donald Trump. And if you were to go and tell a leftist, hey, this is what Obama did. This was a story that ran with AP and AFP and Reuters and a host of other media outlets that was not just, oh, let us correct the record and let you know that it was not Donald Trump who did it. It was Barack Obama. No, we can't do that. We got to scrub it. So when you're out there going, oh, man, you know, these lefties, they're not really as bad as we think. You know, the story goes on. I know it's a heavy news environment. Who can keep up? But try to remember this one because it's instructive. People think news organizations flat out fabricate stories. It's not often the case. Fake news is a problem that pops up here and there. But there's a much more systematic and deeply entrenched attack on the truth that is casual, everyday bias of reporters. That's the scary part, folks. This isn't, you know, what he's saying is this is pervasive. This is something that these people do. They write it in the way that it makes you look bad. And the good news is you finally have somebody who is pushed back on them. That's why the media is like, oh, we're under fire. We got to do something. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's not fake news, folks. It's agenda news. Agenda news. The media is not trying to fake you out. They're trying to persuade you to think the way they think, and they are trying to persuade you to believe the lies. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. AFP and Reuters deleted a story that, this guy writes, in a narrow sense, true, it was true, that a UN study claimed the United States had some 100,000 children in migrant-related detention. The United Nations is horribly biased against America and the West. Still, on the level of lazy, news-release-driven journalism, the locked-up kid story was minimally valid. At any rate, what the agencies didn't seem to like was the story's changed implication. I talked about this in the first segment, that Obama, rather than Trump, locked up a lot of children. This is what's important. Not that AFP and Reuters deleted a story, but that the implication of the story meant everything to them. Every time you read something from AFP, Reuters, and CNN and the Washington Post, you should be thinking not, this is fake news, but what's the agenda? To paraphrase Chuck Schumer's infamous and instructive comment on the CIA, news outlets have six ways from Sunday of getting you to think what they want you to think, none of which involve making up stuff. One is simply not reporting things. News that isn't mentioned didn't really happen to the outlet's customers. Obama's approval ratings were mostly really low compared to Trump's, typically in the low to mid 40s. Polls would come out saying this, and the Ron Burgundy's would simply not report it. We can go into Trump is 1% positive news, 99% negative. I mean, yeah, I don't know if that's a true poll or not. I saw it the other day. I know this. What the media won't tell you about Trump would make him, we would be putting him on Mount Rushmore right now with just what the media doesn't tell you. They don't want to tell you about the economy. They don't want to really report on the stock market. They don't really want to report on consumer confidence. They don't really want to report on retail spending. They don't really want to report on the trade deficit reductions and the host of other things that go. And they don't really want to report on the, I don't know if you guys saw this, race relations, according to Gallup, are much better under Trump than they were under Obama. They don't want to tell you any of that because that would make Trump look like the president that he is. I want to segue into this story from the American Spectator. It says, while the media obsessed over an alleged Russian conspiracy to collude with Donald Trump to affect America's 2016 presidential elections, what about Obama's interference in elections in other countries? Most Americans don't have any idea that Obama interfered in elections all over the world. And apparently, the media decided there's no reason for Americans to know about this, hear the words, illegal activity. The LA Times did a story on how America interfered with other nations' elections in the past, but stopped short of mentioning the various foreign elections Obama tried to influence. But the same article reports that Obama, quote, slapped Russia with new penalties for meddling in U.S. presidential elections by hacking into Democrat and Republican computer networks and selectively releasing emails. So how about that for the hypocrisy? Barack Obama, they report he's interfering in elections. And I'm just going to use Israel as an example. No question he interfered in that election. And then he says, hey, Russia, you interfered in our election. We're going to hack you. I mean, we're going to put a penalty on you. And they put a penalty on Russia for supposedly meddling in our elections, but it gets better. Since the article appeared last December, it has essentially become fake news. The RNC was never successfully hacked. And evidence is mounting that the DNC was not hacked by Russia. Not only is WikiLeaks insisted Russia was not the source, but a number of cyber experts, including John McAfee, disputed. McAfee says the hack on the DNC, quote, used a piece of malware a year and a half old and was not an organized hack and certainly not a nation state that did this. Moreover, the DNC has never allowed the FBI or any government agency to analyze the computers in question. Nevertheless, Obama, operating on unconfirmed evidence, abruptly imposed new sanctions on Russia. Many observers believe he did so in order to set the stage for the left to initiate its phony Russian Trump conspiracy narrative to be used to remove Trump from office or to defeat him in 2020. Folks, these conspiracies are real and they go deep. They're set up by people who are strategists, who work for the Democratic Party, who say, here's how we need to sell our lies. And they use everything at their disposal. We finance them. You think, look, if they were to tell you the truth and you go back and figure this out, there was a meeting somewhere that said, we are in deep kimchi if we don't set Donald Trump up. And it's going to be far worse if he gets in. And that's where they find themselves. That's why Schiff's eyes bug out even farther than they normally do. And that's why in one of his pressers, and I talked about it, he was so scared. He got new life when he thought Bolton was going to bring down Trump. Well, they've been trying to bring down Trump with multiple things. It isn't going to happen. Donald Trump will be president through 2020, and he'll get reelected in 2020. And the only thing we got to figure out is he going to get the House? Because he'll keep the Senate. That's what we have to do. And let me tell you, there are strategists on our side, finally, looking at this stuff and saying, okay, we're going to play the way they play. Let's focus on what we're going to go after. There was the campaign manager for Bloomberg came out and said the Republicans are not running a national campaign. They're running a campaign in 8 states. You're exactly right. 8 states that they know we're going to flip county by county, house by house. We're gonna make those states red. And there are efforts to make red states redder and purple states red. And by, I believe, heaven above, God is looking over and saying, oh, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. I'm gonna let this occur. And it's because of the stuff that I'm talking about. The level of cheating. Cheating, not just cheating in elections, but cheating across the messaging. I saw Kevin McCarthy come out and say the Republicans are going to have to adopt a clean energy thing and climate change. And no, they don't. What the Republicans have to say is, look, Democrats, we are just as interested in getting the clean energy as you are. We just have a reasonable path to do it. We're not going to just start uprooting everything because you decide, oh, my gosh, you know, in 12 years, we're all going to be gone. It's an alarmist attitude. We can make the transition. Lord knows we are. I want a Tesla. As much as I hate, it pains me to say it. I have some friends that a couple of them that have them. And I'm like, man, that is a really good piece of engineering. Maybe we got to wait it out to see if it's something I really want to get long term. But I tell you, I think it's an amazing vehicle. I think making that transition, finally, people are going to start doing it. But you know what? Tesla's still got to get plugged in. It's, you know, the batteries have to recharge. So it isn't just this free energy thing. There's still energy out there that has to be generated by coal and oil and nuclear. But now, you know, we teach kids. Oh, you go, if you aren't doing this, you're a dirty polluter, you know, and things like this. So we, same thing we teach them about guns. Same thing we teach them about, oh, you have to be diverse in order for things to be good. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate could vote today to acquit President Trump in the impeachment trial.
The American people, and frankly people all over the world, no, it's a hoax. They understand it.
President Trump at a rally last night in Des Moines, Iowa, as his trial shifts to a fight over new testimony.
The president's people are telling you to avoid witnesses because they are afraid of the witnesses.
Jerry Nadler and House prosecutors have already proved their case, according to Republican Senator Lamar Alexander. He said the president did hold up aid to Ukraine in order to get an investigation into the Bidens, and he says that was inappropriate. but he doesn't think it was an impeachable offense. So according to him, no more testimony is needed. White House Democratic hopeful John Delaney has made an announcement. He's decided to drop out of the race in his run for the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Meddling in international elections is a violation of international law. In 1965, the UN General Assembly reaffirmed this with a resolution stating no state has the right to intervene, directly or indirectly, for any reason whatsoever in the internal affairs of another state. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. In Kenya, investigative reporter Jerome Corsi broke the story about Obama meddling in Kenyan elections. When he visited Kenya, was able to confirm that Obama, as a U.S. senator, illegally used taxpayer finance trips to campaign for the far left presidential candidate Raila Odinga in Kenya's 2006 elections. And Odinga remains president in Kenya to this day, just for you guys' edification. Odinga, according to the BBC, was distantly related to Obama, and both families belonged to the Luo tribe. Indeed, both of their fathers served in the administration of Kenyatta in the 1960s. And according to the document obtained by Corsi, Odinga promised Kenya's growing economic Islamic movement that if elected, he would rewrite the constitution of Kenya to recognize Sharia as the only true law sanctioned by the Holy Quran for Muslim declared religions. The secret agreement also called for the creation of Muslim madrasa classes, a crackdown on Christian evangelical events and gospel programs, and legal protections for Muslims suspected of terrorism, even international terrorism. Obama's cheerleading for anti-American Odinga, who named his son after Fidel Castro, was more than reckless, wrote former U.S. attorney, now minority leader, Andrew McCarthy. It was borderline criminal, and that's being generous. McCarthy also said Obama's intervention was an outrageous contravention of U.S. policy and, referring to the Logan Act, possibly federal law. By 2010, this tribal connection resulted in President Obama quietly transferring millions of tax dollars to Odinga's government, including $2 million to convince Kenyan voters to vote for a new constitution. And according to the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, the new constitution would force Kenyans to be, quote, subjected to these Islamic tribunals merely by virtue of what religious community they were born into. Some members of Congress actually called for an investigation, but typically nothing ever came of it. By the end of 2010, hundreds of millions of dollars flowed to Kenya from a myriad of U.S. agencies such as USAID, all with the likely intent of boosting the popularity of the Odinga regime. And that's to begin. Obama also intervened in Macedonia. He intervened in Israel. He intervened in Egypt. In other six places where there is no question the government under Barack Obama intervened in elections. But guess what? Nobody ever called for the impeachment of Obama. Republicans didn't. Democrats certainly didn't. And if you've been listening to the program so far, in the first couple of segments, I talked about all of the narrative news. It's not fake news, it's fake narratives. They want you to believe what they want you to believe. Not what's real. They don't want to give you the truth. How dare they give you the truth? How dare the left tell you exactly how bad of a president Barack Obama was? That he did intervene in elections. He did not want Netanyahu as to be president of Israel. Or the prime minister of Israel. And he fought him. Sent money over. Used additional funds. Go to American Spectator. You can find this article for yourself. Six times this man intervened. I'll get it out. Intervened in another country's free elections, and he's got the nerve. Russia, how dare you? Remember, this is the same guy that said anybody who would believe that the Russians can hack us, you're just looking for an excuse. And then he says they hacked us, and they hacked the DNC, the RNC, and then he imposed sanctions. I mean, there's all impeachable offenses, sending guns to Mexico, to cartels. That would be an impeachable offense. That's a high crime. Did they impeach him? No. In fact, Obama says he was scandal-free. Scandal-free. He didn't participate in any of the things we're talking about. He didn't try to send guns to Libya, and it backfired, and they have to create the story of Benghazi, some videographer. He didn't do that. He didn't run guns into Mexico. He didn't allow for veterans to be killed on waiting lists and a host of other things. Didn't put our troops in harm's way by telling them, don't fire back even if they're shooting at you. He didn't commit crimes by landing a drone in Iran and letting them deconstruct it. No, he didn't commit any crimes. He didn't really do anything against the patriots who were trying to get their 501c3 status. He didn't do any of that. None of that occurred under his watch. And he certainly didn't put the FBI, his spies, inside of the Trump campaign when he was going around declaring that Trump would never be president. He didn't do any of that. He didn't get the NSA, the CIA, and the FBI spying on American citizens so he could build stories against Trump. He didn't do any of that either, right? We're all just a bunch of conspiracy guys going, you know, that great Obama, he's the greatest president ever. He didn't conspire. I don't know what he did to get Obamacare passed, but he didn't conspire to bilk you out of millions and millions of your hard-earned money so you had to buy a piece of crap insurance that you were afraid to use. He didn't do that. Yeah, there's no conspiracies. He was the best president ever, right? Because we never couldn't get our GDP over 2. And he printed $10 trillion to back up all of the nonsense that he couldn't accomplish. Let me put it a different way, just so we're clear. Give me $10 trillion and I can look like a rock star running this government. I can look like a rock star running anybody's government. Here's what you do, American citizens. Give me $10 trillion. Put me in the worst country on the planet and I'll turn it around. So I sound like a genius, right? Hey, Kev, here's $10 trillion. Why don't you go turn around Somalia? No problem. I won't even hesitate. Oh, Kevin, it's dangerous over there. You could have warlords. I will buy every warlord. I will organize my military, and I will have Somalia turned around within 2 years, maybe sooner. Give me $10 trillion and let me go to work. Yeah, affirmative action president. And because of what Obama did in his conspiracy, we are where we are. We have an America, a leftist America, who is so drunk on their own power that now they're willing to do anything. They will create fake. There is no such thing as truth for them. There is no pursuit of truth. And look, we throw that word around. Truth. We throw it around. Well, Kevin, every time we talk about truth. Let me ask you this. I mean, you lie. I know you lie because you're a human. You've lied. It may be little lies and it may be big lies. Let me put it this way. The Democrats and the left, they focus on big lies. They make some big lies. But you lie. You'll lie. You know, where were you? You don't want to tell, you know, the wife you went out hitting some golf balls because, you know, she doesn't like it or what, you know. So, you'll just, I was out there doing a little shopping. right? Something like that. It could be harmless. It's just to avoid a conflict or avoid something else. Everybody does it. Does this dress make my butt look big? Yeah, it does. You know, whatever. These pants. Democrats lie. They are professional liars. They will lie. They lie because they don't want to face the idea that they are so wrong. You do it because, I'm not telling you don't lie. Conservatives don't lie like anybody else, but a conservative will lie to spare your feelings. You know, for right reasons. A Democrat will lie to justify their feelings. They will lie because they say, I'm wrong, but I can't let you know I'm wrong, so I must make you feel like the liar so I can feel better about myself. If you're a really strong conservative, a conservative of conviction, a person of with any type of certainly religious background, and you follow a religion, and you're a Christ follower, or you know you follow Judaism or whatever, if you lying to preserve yourself is what you have to do, if you are a Christian or follow some sort of Judeo-Christian ethic, you won't do it. You go, okay, look, all right, that didn't happen. Inside of you, you go, nope, not going to do that. Not going to go there. Democrats don't have that gene. The ones that have it, it gets beaten out of them. They get it surgically removed at some point. I don't know when. I don't know where the surgical center is. I don't know where the hospital is. But they get it removed because they will steamroll you. They will. I don't care if you're a brother. I don't care if you're their mother. I don't care if you're the granddaughter. Whatever. They will steamroll you to get what they want. And they know I'm not lying. They get mad at me. They send me notes. By the way, Democrats, refute it. 844-551-8255 or send me something to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Because I'll show you many, many articles, many, many things where Democrats have done it. And then I'll give you stories about my own family. I can back it up with what I'm talking about here. We got to take a short break. I'm glad
you're
with
me. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Senator Graham presented a hypothetical which Manager Schiff said, well, that's not really the hypothetical, but hypotheticals actually are that. They're hypotheticals. But I'll give you, to use Adam Manager Schiff's words, he talked about it would be wrong if the FBI or the Department of Justice was starting a political investigation of someone's political opponent. And I'm thinking to myself, but isn't that exactly what happened? The Department of Justice and the FBI engaged in an investigation of the candidate for President of the United States when they started their operation called Crossfire Hurricane. He said it would be targeting a rival. Well, that's what that did. He said it would be calling for foreign assistance in that. Well, in the particular facts of Crossfire Hurricane, it has been well established now that, in fact, Fusion GPS utilized the services of a former foreign intelligence officer, Christopher Steele, to put together a dossier, and that Christopher Steele relied on his network of resources around the globe, including Russia and other places, to put together this dossier, which then James Comey said was unverified and salacious, but yet it was the basis upon which the Department of Justice and the FBI obtained FISA warrants, and this was in 2016, against a rival campaign. So we don't have to do hypotheticals. That's precisely the situation.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Jay Sekulow laying out exactly what I say to you all the time. The Democrats accuse you of exactly what they're doing.
Adam Schiff, if the FBI, the DOJ started a political investigation of somebody's political opponent,
he just spilled the beans. And Jay Sekulow is going, yeah, well, I absolutely believe what manager Schiff is saying, because that's exactly what they did to my client. 844-551-8255. Look, you already know. Half the country knows, more than half the country knows that this is true, right? I mean, I'm not trying to lead you, but half the country knows. There is no doubt in anybody on the other side, on the conservative slash Republican side of the aisle, that doesn't realize that Obama and his administration, in conjunction with the media, set up Donald Trump. Nobody can, there is so much evidence. It's ridiculous, and that's what frustrates us, right? Now, on the left, they know that occurred. They were the ones who did it. Don't think they don't know. Because remember what I told you earlier in the broadcast. They're not pursuing truth. They're pursuing their narrative. So when you try to make sense of it, you say, okay, look, this is obvious, guys. It is. So you know it was done. You know they know, because Adam Schiff tells you, they tell you all the time, yeah, the FBI did this. Ray came out and said, we're really sorry. Yeah, we do know now that the FBI really was trying to play games with the FISA courts and the FISA warrants. We know this. In 17 instances of egregious acts, we know that they had political motivations, they had personal motivations, they hated Trump, they loved Hillary. I could go on. And they know it. They know it. So you know it because you have this superpower called common sense that is powered by logic and reasoning, and they know it because they participated. So practically 100% of the country knows it. And the only thing that divides us is somebody is concerned about truth and somebody is not. That's it. And so Democrats have convinced themselves that they are the we've been looking for the truth. We are going to find the truth about the Russian collusion and all these things. Here's what they're really telling you. Why won't you guys let us have our way in promoting this lie so we can continue doing what we're doing? And it all seemed to be working out okay for us. You don't seem too worse for wear. Why don't you? And so they mock you. They mock you as stupid. Remember the Don Lemon thing? Oh, a bunch of people don't know where Ukraine is. Ha, 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 ha. And they use, you know, Southern boy accents. They think this isn't empowering them. My friend Isaiah Washington said, that video of Don Lemon got Donald Trump reelected. Because what they're saying is you're a bunch of old dumb country bumpkins that don't know anything. And look, I don't talk like that. You probably don't either. But, you know, they have lumped that Midwestern and those Southern boys and Southern women into this stupidity where they just bunch of people don't know where geography is, blah, blah, blah. And you know what they did? They made the blue-collar, Midwestern, Southerner, whatever. If you're not coastal, it doesn't include you. It made you look like a lunatic. You don't know anything. Well, let me tell you what you know. You know with 100% certainty that Donald Trump did nothing, and that the Democrats did everything they could to stop him. And you know what they know? They know with 100% certainty that Donald Trump did nothing, and they did everything they could to stop him, and continue to. They know it. 100% of the country knows it. Now, the question is, how many of them are going to go, I've had enough? And I'm going to answer it for you. Enough to get Donald Trump reelected and enough to take over this government. Enough. Now, the only thing that you have to worry about is, can they cheat their way? Are they going to ballot whip us like they did in certain areas of the country? Are they going to ballot whip us? And don't think they won't try. But even that's going to be tougher. Because people are now going, we were involved in this deal with a teacher, gave a history lesson, and she said Republicans were like Nazis. It's in Chandler Unified School District at a school called Castile. And we were involved in this, and the teacher's out was that, well, the kids contributed some of the things that were describing Republicans. But the kids in the class said, we didn't contribute that much. Those were her views. You think she's searching for truth? Or you think she's got an agenda? See, many of us are now beginning to see it. And what the warning to that teacher was even though she didn't get fired because they said if the kids gave even one answer, it was as if she was asking them, hey, listen, what do you think about Republicans? What do you think about Democrats? And if the kids gave one answer, it was not hers. So she could say, oh, it was an exercise. It was a thought exercise. But what was shot we sent over the bow was, we are watching you. Kids are smart. They're tipped off to you. The students, the parents are plugged in, and you better watch yourselves. So that's what's happening. And there's going to be a lot more going on. Look, we talk about a lot of things that we're doing, but SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. If you are a parent and you want to be involved in something that is going to change the education system in America, go sign up. Just go put your name on the list. You'll get our emails. We'll tell you what we're doing. Suing people. We're in the process right now of evaluating a lawsuit to join FIRE with the University of Maine, where the college Republicans lost their charter over nonsense because the administration doesn't want to give it to them and doesn't want to let their dues be used for speakers like me. So we're going after them. Lawsuits. We're empowering parents by saying, look, you don't need to send your kids to college and spend a fortune. We will give you alternatives where you can sit. If your kid is good for trade school, doesn't want to go to college, let them go to trade school. Or let them go to a college that's so cheap enough to where they can figure out what they want to do before you go spend tens of thousands of dollars. We have a 96% rate of getting your child a substantial discount going to college or getting it paid completely. That's rolling out. This is no joke. Anyway, big fat liars is what the Democrats are. Schiff's a lunatic, funny to watch, uses examples to showcase exactly what Democrats do in trying to prove what the Republicans did. And Bolton was a bust. Yeah. Another bust. A video of him from 2019 discussing the president's phone call. What's he say? It was a great call. It was a great call. Nothing out of the ordinary. It was a great call. Yet, Adam Schiff is on there going, he must be stopped. Surely you can see what he's done wrong. He's having conversations with world leaders. We've got to stop. This man is a maniac. How dare he talk to presidents of other nations? How dare he set America's policies that work? How dare he thwart everything that we've done to get him unelected? How dare that he not just roll over and let us, you know, take advantage of all of you taxpayers and do what we want with your money and force you to do whatever we want you to do? How dare you? How can you let this man get away with this egregious acts?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.